You see, remember, you've got one life to live. Here it is, folks. This is it. Look around. In 50 years, this place is going to be empty. I'll still be here because I'm a lot younger than most of you, but you'll be gone. We have one chance. This is not dress rehearsal. This is it. And so God says, what part would you like to play? I have all of heaven at your disposal. Would you like to play a small part, a negative part, a stumbling block part, or a big part?
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship, Oahu. Every day we're faced with choices, some big, some small, but there are some choices we must make in life that will have an eternal impact, not only on ourselves, but on the lives of those around us. It is vitally important that we learn to make the right choices. Here is Pastor Wayne with part two of a message entitled, Choose Your Role in the Kingdom.
In the book of Revelation, God says you're going to have all kinds of temptations that would come against you. And you'll see my plan and my ways, and you can enter it. Now you can choose to say no to it. But if you do, and if you don't overcome selfishness or pride, then this is what will happen in the end. It's coming up on the screen, and it's not in your notes, but let's read this together. Ready? Go. He who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So you see, God loves you so much, it's almost as if the Lord put your name in his book. And it's only after I choose to reject his ways that his tears erases my name. God wants the best for you. What role will you play in the kingdom? Will you say yes to him? Will you choose? Would you write down in your notes on the other side, we choose what part we will play in his plan. You can reject his plan, or you can enter into it and choose to play a small part. For those of you that have said yes to Christ, you are in the stadium, as it were. Now you can choose. Will I play a small part? Will I play a mediocre part? Will I play a negative part? You see, we have two choices once we enter in. Would you write the first bullet? We can choose poorly. We can choose poorly. Now what do you mean? Well, you see, it's up to us. You can make poor choices. In the mid-1800s, a man named Henry Comstock on the eastern slopes of Mount Davidson made a pretty poor choice. He had a mine that he felt was exhausted, and he was tired of digging. He thought this was the most barren mine of all. So he sold his mine shaft for $700 to a company for the right to mine it. He thought it's better to get $700 than nothing. Well, that mining company in 1859, just a few years later, mined it and struck a mother load of silver. And in just a few years, they had mined over $300 million of silver. Poor choice, Henry. And it was such a poor choice that he felt so depressed at 50 years old, he took his own life. People make poor choices. And we can make poor choices with the kingdom of God. As we enter in, we can go to the grandstands. We can just spectate. And God is saying, no, come closer. We can make poor choices. In the Bible, some people made poor choices. Samson made poor choices. Saul did in the Old Testament. But someone in the New Testament made one of the poorest choices. His name was Judas Iscariot. He chose to betray. And let's read what Luke 17:1 says. Ready? Go. And he said to his disciples, it is inevitable that stumbling blocks should come. But woe to him through whom they... Yeah, you know what God says? In the kingdom of God, you're going to have persecutions. You're going to have stumbling blocks. Which one are you going to choose? You're going to choose to be someone who persecutes others? You're going to choose to be a stumbling block? You choose. Or you can choose to be a part of my kingdom. And when I say follow me, you say yes. You choose. Choose what part you want to play. And that's where the heart comes in. When we hear the Lord speak, and we say yes. Let's read how in the next verse he says, the kingdom of God is going to come to pass. God's plan for salvation is going to happen. It's as it is written. But there's some parts we can play. Let's read the next one. Ready? Go. The Son of Man is to go just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been. Yeah, you see, God says, I had you born because I have a plan for your life. But if you choose poorly, then you squander the very purpose for which I created you. I designed you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. They are not plans for your calamity, but for your welfare, so that you would have a what? A future and a hope. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which were prepared beforehand that we should walk in him. John 15:16, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and appointed you that you should go forth and bear good fruit and that your fruit should remain. You see, God's plan for us is wonderful, but we choose. We choose what part we want to play. Or we can choose, would you write in the next bullet, wisely. We can choose wisely. And I think the one that gave us the greatest example is Esther. She was the one that chose so wisely. When she was faced with a choice of what part she would play, she chose well. You see, she was made the queen instead of Vashti under the king. The Jews at that time were about to be annihilated by a man named Haman. Now, Queen Esther could stop all of that. But she would have to go into the king's court unannounced because of the emergency of all of this. Now, in those days, if you went into the king's court unannounced and the king didn't immediately raise his scepter to you, which means it's okay, then the guards were ordered to within a few seconds, 3-4 seconds, to run you through with a dagger. Why? Because if someone came in unannounced, even one of the family members, little would they know that this person might not be an assassin, because in those days, your own family would assassinate you in order to get the throne. They would kill their brothers. And so if even a family member would come in and the king wouldn't lift the hand, his scepter, then the guards must kill you immediately before a dagger is flying through the air at the chest of that king. So the bodyguards knew that they had to kill immediately because they would be an assassin, obviously. Otherwise, why would they come in unannounced? And so Mordecai said to Esther, you got to go in and plead for us because we're about to be annihilated. She said, I don't know if I want to play that part because I might get killed. You see, if the king doesn't lift his scepter to me, then I would be killed. But you've got to take that risk, he said. I don't know. Then he says this to her. Let's read it. This is an amazing scripture. Ready? Go. If you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this. Now check this out. He said, if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews, but it'll come where? From another place. You know what he's saying? God is going to bring relief to the Jews. He's going to bring deliverance to the Jews. Because it's written that God's name will not be thwarted and his promise will be given to the Jewish people and he'll protect them. And so Mordecai says, I know God's word and it is written that God will have his hand on the Jews. So relief and deliverance, if it doesn't come through us, it's going to come from another place. His plan will win out at the end. Now, Esther, you choose. If you remain silent, relief and deliverance will come. But God will have to circumvent you and me and go through another person. But who knows? Who knows whether or not God has raised you to royalty for such a time as this so that you'll play a major part in the kingdom of God? Well, thank the Lord, she said yes. And she went in there and sure enough, the king lifted up his scepter. And all of this was squelched and the Jewish people were delivered. Even till this day, they have a feast day in her honor. It's the Feast of Purim. It's when the Jewish people were saved from being annihilated. Till this day, they celebrate one lady's choice as what part she will play in the kingdom. I want to ask you, what part do you want to play? It's so wonderful to have a church where you can You can have so many places that you can serve. Or we can go to the grandstand and say, no, choose wisely. God will have sometimes people come into your life. Someone that the Lord will open the door to. We can choose to not be a part of His plan or be a part. And when you choose to step in and be a part of God's plan, watch all of the windows of heaven open up and begin to pour out for you the strength and the power and the miracles. It's God is saying, what role would you like to play in the kingdom? I've got everything ready for you. Everything. I've signed all the checks. What part would you like to play? And it's us saying, Lord, I would like to play a big part. You see, remember, you've got one life to live. Here it is, folks. This is it. Look around. In 50 years, this place is going to be empty. I'll still be here because I'm a lot younger than most of you, but you'll be gone. We have one chance. This is not dress rehearsal. This is it. And so God says, what part would you like to play? I have all of heaven at your disposal. Would you like to play a small part? A negative part? A stumbling block part? Or a big part? God invites us to that. And I can't think of a better invitation and a greater dream than that, can you? All other visions and all other dreams pale in comparison with His invitation. Some of you, God is calling to step forward and to take more leadership. Some of you, God is saying, you see your marriage? I want it 5 times, 10 times better than that. What role would you like to play? I'd like to bring healing to your family through you. Can I do that? I'd like to bring wholeness to your family through you. I'd like to bring salvation to the friend down the street through you. And I've raised you up for such a time as this. I'd like to bring some of those friends at your workplace to the kingdom of God. They're hurting and they've lost direction. They've squandered their past. And I would like to use you through which I deliver an invitation. Will you remain silent? No, Lord, I want to be used by you. So here's your assignment. Over the next week, would you be listening for the Holy Spirit's prompting as He'll say to you, I want to speak a word of love to that person. Can I use your voice? What role will you play? I want to give a word of encouragement to that volunteer out there. Can I use your voice? I want to give that person out there a hug. That person is lonely. Can I embrace them through you? Can I use your heart? Can I use your voice? Can I use your hands? There's someone that's going to need some help lifting this, picking this up, changing that, setting this up, taking this down. Can I use your hands? Would you just be open to the Holy Spirit's prompting and watch what God's going to do? He's going to invite you to be a part of His kingdom. And when He does, say yes. It'll be the most eternal decision you'll ever make. Would you bow your heads with me? If you're here and you've never opened your heart to Jesus, would you let today be the first day of a brand new season of walking with Christ? The Bible says that whosoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life. You say, but Wayne, you know, my past is pretty bad. Here's a wonderful promise. In 1 John 1:9, he says, if you'll confess your sins, Jesus said, I'll be faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You see, the Lord doesn't take you from where you were last month. He takes you from where you are right now. And if your heart is, Lord, I really want to play a bigger part in the kingdom, the Lord says, that's good enough for me. And He takes us right where we are. I love that. He doesn't condemn you for your past. He congratulates you for your new future. And if that's your heart and you say, boy, God knows I need forgiveness. Lord, would you forgive me? Would you give me a new start? All you have to do is ask. And all of heaven awaits your reply to His invitation, which is come follow me. If you'll say yes to Him and allow Him to become your Lord and Savior, then as you draw near to Him, He's that door and you'll enter into God's plan, God's promises that He designed for you from the beginning of time. And the neat thing is that Jesus will walk you step by step so that you'll be being changed from glory to glory into His image for you. If that's you, say yes to Him and you'll embark on the most adventurous journey of all. So if you're here and you'd say, Wayne, that's a decision I want to make. That's a choice I want to make. I want to say yes to Jesus Christ because I so need him. And I need forgiveness of sins. I want to turn away from sins and turn to my Lord and not disqualify myself. But I want his best in my life. If that's you, would you raise a hand? And in doing so, you're saying yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. Good. Yep. Okay. In the back. Yeah. If you're here today and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I'm a part of the kingdom, but if I were honest, I'm not really taking that big of a part. I really want to be open to what the Holy Spirit's prompting me. And so in these little ways where he would want to use my voice through which he would speak, my arms through which he would embrace, my words of encouragement through which he would build someone up, I want to be able to be cognizant of that and open to that and sensitive to that so God's kingdom can flow through me and I play a major part in that. If that's you and your answer to that is yes, that's me, then would you raise a hand? In doing so, you're saying, yeah, Lord, would you run your kingdom through me? Build your kingdom through me. Yeah. Yeah. Let's stand together. Would you stand with me? Would you reach out and take a hold of the person's hand next to you? If this is the first time you've received Christ, just outside the north area, there is a yes table. And if you would stop by there, they have a follow-up packet for you. In that follow-up packet is a Bible and some follow-up material to help you in your first few steps with the Lord. It's a wonderful adventure you're about to embark on. And every month we have a Growing Deep, Growing Strong class where new believers go through and you'll find out about how to walk with the Lord. You'll find out how God speaks to you and guides you and directs you in practical ways, not religious, mysterious ways, practical, everyday ways. And so look for that Growing Deep, Growing Strong class. But please do stop outside and get one of those follow-up packets. And those of you that said yes to the Lord, God, run your kingdom through me, be listening. And when you do, the Lord will say, blessed are your ears because they're hearing and your eyes because they see. For to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray. Would you pray this prayer after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for including me in the kingdom of God. I open my heart to receive you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Change my heart, oh God, and make me more like you. Make me the person you designed me to be. From the beginning of time, I choose to walk with you and obey your ways that I might become the person you created me to be. And now I say this so everyone can hear, so you can hear me, so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. In Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, that's a cry of our heart today. We thank you for including us in this place called the family of God, with brothers and sisters on either side of us to encourage and to help us to walk in all the promises of the kingdom of God. Lord, now run your promises through us to those that are yet outside, so that the kingdom will advance and you'll embrace all the children that you have brought to life, but just not physical life, eternal life. May we share your good news as a part of the kingdom of God. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you welcome these who made that decision to follow Christ? Welcome to the family of God.
If you prayed that prayer along with Pastor Wayne, we would like to send you a free booklet that will help you get started in your new walk with Jesus Christ. Call us at area code 808-842-4242 and ask for the Yes Packet, and we'll get it out to you right away. That's 808-842-4242. And again, ask for the Yes Packet.
Whom have I in heaven but you? There is nothing on earth I desire besides you. My heart and my strength, many times they fail. But there is one truth that always will prevail. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Heart.
ministered a message entitled Choose Your Role in the Kingdom by Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for joining us for Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.